Hi everyone, you are listening to Yacht Femme on Yachting International Radio, where we discuss women in yachting.
Welcome to Yacht Femme, where we talk about the women that make the yachting industry. I'm your host, Andrea Tagliaferro. Learn who they are, how they got into yachting, and what they do today.
Meet Jenny Matthews, chief mate, co-founder of She of the Sea, and leader in diversity and inclusion efforts in yachting. She of the Sea was launched in 2018. It strives to move the industry past the outdated status quo and embrace talent, passion, dedication, regardless of gender, race, ethnicity, or orientation. Jenny also recently co-created Legacy, the first industry-wide yachting mentoring program. In 2020, Jenny finished her studies in sustainability, leadership, and corporate responsibility, and was appointed chair of the Maritime UK Pledge and Charter Group.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Yacht Femme. We took a little bit of a hiatus and took some time off on the holiday, but now we're back and we're here with Jenny Matthews. Jenny Matthews, you might have seen her plastered all over the social media and yachting and everywhere else there is media coverage for the yachting industry. She is a chief mate and the founder of She of the Sea. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here, Jenny.
It's amazing. Thank you so much for the opportunity to sit down and chat. I've been looking forward to it.
So Jenny's one person that has been recommended to me to be interviewed for obvious reasons. Have you met Jenny? And I was like, of course I know who Jenny is. Of course I know who Jenny is what I would respond. So I'm happy with just me. We're able to coordinate and make it work because she has been launching these amazing projects that of course have been consuming her time. And we will get into them because there's some exciting stuff going on. Before we dive into what's she doing now, let's understand where she come from and who she is. So Jenny, can you tell us, who are you? Where do you come from and what do you do in yachting?
Amazing. Well, what a great intro. So you can probably tell from my accent that I hail from New Zealand. That has been a long time and, you know, spending a lot of time in the industry, the accent can become a little confused. I have a Chief Mate 3000 ticket. And at the moment, I basically am sharing time between the various projects that we're working on. Predominantly, that's She of the Sea and the industry-wide mentoring program called Legacy, and trying to find the time to pop back to sea every now and then when I can as well. So plenty to keep me busy at the moment.
So when did you start in the yachting industry? How did you find yachting?
It's actually a completely ridiculous story. So I was all ready to be enrolled into university when I was, you know, 18, ready off to go do a Bachelor of like Commerce or something like that. And I randomly walked over to my neighbor's house and knocked on the door and said, hi, I'm the kid from next door. Like, what do you guys do? Your house is amazing. And it turns out he was a super yacht captain and his wife was a chief steward. And I was like, wow, I have no idea what that is. And we just started talking about it and connecting.
This was back in New Zealand.
Yes, this is in New Zealand. Yeah. Basically, you know, he kind of asked me what I was into. And I did a lot of rowing, highly competitive rowing, loved being outside, using my body, loved teamwork, you know, was obsessed with high performing teams with the rowing as well. And he was like, you know what? You'd probably make a fantastic captain. So I was like, right. Walked back next door and was like, Mum and Dad, I'm not going to university. I'm going to fly to France. And they were weirdly okay with that. And so that's where my journey started. And I completed a 3-month yachting course, got all the basics. I then spent 6 months on Lord Howe Island getting my diving tickets because I knew that would probably help me. And then jumped into the industry.
But from what I understand, there's a lot of yachting awareness or a lot of people that work in the industry from New Zealand. So taking that in mind, why was it that you had to go to France to do all your training? Is there no training in New Zealand?
Well, I actually did my training in New Zealand. And yes, I think there's a lot of crew that come from New Zealand, but I will say that it's probably changed a bit now, but it's a very kind of like, who you know, did your friend do it, did your parents' friends do it, that kind of thing. So it's more of a word of mouth, well, it was back then. But yeah, I did my training up in Auckland, At Maharangi Tech. And now actually my hometown now does fabulous training, so I wish that was around then. And then so once I was all qualified and ready to go with the base stuff, then I headed to France. Yeah.
So what are you doing now? Are you still a chief mate? Are you still on board yachts? And tell us, how are you, I don't know, what's your day look like with you also managing? We in yachting, we have these people that are just like land-based and crew. Right now you are the merger of both. So
yeah, I'm a total hybrid.
Tell us about all this.
Yeah, well, great question. And it's one I ask myself every day, like, what are we doing today, Pinky? So I have my Chiefmate 3000, which means I have the great privilege of doing kind of temporary gigs. I jump on and off boats with friends in the network, which is amazing because I can't tell you how much I love my job. It's honestly, I feel so blessed that is, you know, that the job that I can do. When I'm not at sea or in the yard or what have you, then basically there's two main projects. She of the Sea, which is basically an impact organization. We're non-for-profit, and our whole reason for existing is to see a diverse and inclusive industry because it works. and it's something that's going to benefit all of us. So that's one part. And then the other side is the first industry-wide mentoring program, which we've called Legacy. We love a good pun. And essentially, all of our projects that we work on are just to make sure that our industry as a whole, ashore and at sea, has the most robust talent pipeline possible. We want to bring in as many, a biggest range of people so that the best candidates can get all the opportunities and access, and just, you know, everything runs as good as it can, and we can keep pushing boundaries and innovating the way that our industry does. So with She of the Sea, the diversity mm-hmm. inclusion plan, part of what we're doing, you know, the saying goes that you can't change what you can't measure. Mm-hmm. Very, very important. So part of what we're doing with She of the Sea is actually collecting data to put together a snapshot of how diverse we are and then measure our impact moving forward. So complicated, yes. How do you collect data on a global fleet? How do you collect data for an entire industry? But that's what we're working on now.
Okay, that's great. When was it that you started She of the Sea?
It was actually just after passing my OOW, that first oral exam. I believe it was like March 2018 that I finally Googled, like, Google, how do you make a website? And then it all just spiraled from there.
So 10 years later, after you had been in the industry, if you started in 2008.
Yeah, actually, that's right. Yeah.
2018, you started She of the Sea. So what sparked that creation? What did you see in the industry that you were like, okay, I am doing something about this?
Well, to be honest with you, it didn't even really start as a, I want to do something about this. I actually just wanted to have some female friends that had done the same thing as me. So I passed my oral exam and, you know, I kept getting congratulations, like, amazing, well done. Did you know there was less than 10 women that have this ticket? And I was shocked. I was like,
wow, that's very little. Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if I can believe it. But then I realized that I'd actually never met another one. So it just started from there. I was literally just looking to connect with other women. And then it has evolved after, I guess, my own personal education has evolved on actually how much better diverse teams work. And, you know, this is not saying that we want all boats to be run by women or that we want women to just be hired because they're women. It's actually not about that. It's as much as about the men in the interior or, you know, anyone who's not from New Zealand, Australia, the UK or South Africa. You know, like, there is so much more to this conversation. And that's what we love about it. It's super organic, and it's a journey.
Yeah, I lost the train of thought there when you said from all over. I was like, I'm Venezuelan, and then I'm so I'm in that diversity bucket. For me, that was so important when I was moving from Venezuela to the States. When you would fill in your application in the university, I remember from TV shows, not that I had any other sources, that diversity was something they needed to, like, fill a a certain percentage of people that were studying there, right? Sure. And I kept thinking, okay, I am Venezuelan, but I'm also Italian. What do they need more in Florida University? Is it Venezuelan or is it the other one? So which one do I actually pick?
Maybe just half a pick in each.
I actually ended up picking Italian because I was like, there's a lot of Latins here. So chances are I'm more different if I go with the Italian side.
I did actually, that's actually, you brought up a really good point, and it's one that I do like whenever I'm talking about She of the Sea. It's one that I feel really like drawn to highlighting, especially that I just mentioned data collection. We have the advantage as an industry to look back on what's worked in the outside world, because the outside world's been doing this for ages, right? So we get to see what works and what doesn't work. And one of the things I like to explicitly say that we are not doing and not encouraging is quotas. So those do not work. They're actually really damaging to all parties. So we're able to use the strategies that do work, and that doesn't include quotas.
Ah, oh, well, there we go. What has been, okay, many projects, but what has been your biggest accomplishment since you got into the yachting industry? So yachting related, doesn't have to be She of the Sea, could also be while we were on board and all that. So,
yeah, great question. I think anyone that's done an oral exam will know that that is right up there. It's equally the most terrifying and amazing thing. So that's up there. But I have to say the biggest achievement actually came in the form of a letter from Jacinda Ardern that was like personally signed about She of the Sea, saying how great it was and that she looked into it, and that and you know, she's an icon, she's my personal hero, so to get a personal message from her was absolutely mind-blowing.
And then you connected with her after you got the letter.
Yeah, it's, I mean, this is just a testament to how amazing she is that we've kept in touch for the last 2 years, and you know, I send her little updates and she sends stuff back, and it's just like, yeah, unbelievable. Can you imagine?
No, I cannot. That must be amazing. In the more than a decade that you've been in yachting, what changes have you seen in the industry?
Well, I think first of all, a major driver to all of the changes that we're all seeing is that the boats are getting way bigger and they're going to much different places, which means, and I think that's kind of signaling the fact that our industry is kind of like growing up. We're kind of in this like maturing phase where we used to be really little and really secret, but now we're a global industry. There are so many more people being involved in it. We're going to different places. And I think that's a huge driver for all of these changes. I will say that since 2008, when I did join, you know, I was met a lot with, you know, like women can't be on deck, or that kind of sentiment. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there are still sentiments like that, not just for women, but basically anyone who doesn't fit the status quo. But we are seeing significant changing in attitudes and actually education and understanding why that doesn't actually serve us anymore. So yeah, I think it's changing a lot.
For the long people that, sorry?
Long way to go. There's always a long way to go.
Oh yeah, long way to go. For the people that are listening and they're actually not in the yachting industry, who doesn't fit the status quo? Not that you are saying they do or they don't. I mean, what does the industry usually say, you know what, you don't look like you fit in either in the yachting industry or in this specific role?
Well, I think it's probably easier and quicker to say who does traditionally fit that role. And I would say from my experience and my insight, when we look at each department, there are obviously specific genders. You know, interior is traditionally female, engineering and deck, male. I mean, even in the shoreside community, charter brokers versus sales brokers, there are certain expectations of who works and what. I've heard a lot, and I can absolutely understand it from my own experience, a very Anglo-Saxon industry, lots of Brits. There are like obviously a lot of Kiwi, South Africans, Australians. And I'm going to call it out straight away. There are certain expectations of what you look like, levels of attractiveness, those kinds of things, presentability. So yeah, there are a lot of barriers to move through.
I've always said, this is the industry with the most attractive people. If people think it's fashion, no. It's hard to find a team or of crew that people don't have this level of attractiveness. I've always was like struck by that. Not only with the women that are selling the yacht that are there, that people think are part of the industry, but no, they're just there at the boat show for a day or two and they really don't get on board. But the people that are on board, it is definitely, there has to be a filter. I've only known another industry, which is real estate, that you have to have your picture on your CV. I was really taken back because I came from architecture and all of a sudden, why do people have to see my picture? It was...
I mean, I kind of had the opposite way around that because I'd been in the industry since I was a little bubby, basically, like 18, 19. And then my friends who are now all lawyers, they're like looking at my CV, they're like, why is your photo on there? That's super weird and kind of like a little bit illegal. I was like, what?
Exactly. There's a lot of information here, like your hobbies that would not be appropriate for me to ask. And you're just giving the information up front.
Late, those kind of things. You know, I always thought that was very normal.
So as a female, did you have any issues that you had to overcome while you were making your way up the ladder? What was your experience as a female in yachting?
I think it's a really good question. And it's one that I've obviously circled a lot. I think it's really interesting. And I've had also the benefit of listening to a lot of men and women in the industry and hearing their comments on the industry and challenges and everything. And so there's kind of two parts to this question. There's one part where I recognize that we are all individuals and nobody has an easy ride, you know, whether it's in yachting or not. So we all face our own growth points and challenges that make us grow based on who we are as a person. And I think, you know, most of my challenges and what I've experienced, you know, could equally be put down to like personality or just growing up, not being an 18-year-old, all those kind of things. However, I will say that the challenges associated to gender, and this also goes again, not just for women on deck, but for, you know, males on the interior and all these other demographics, is the challenge of opportunity. So do doors open for you? Do you get the job opportunities? Do you get the promotions? Do you get pushed forward for things like your peers who more traditionally do suit those roles? That's been the main challenge that people have identified that is strictly due to gender or ethnicity or, you know, sexual orientation or age, all of these kind of demographics is not so much an opportunity as not so much a pay gap but more opportunity gap. The big challenges that we're seeing are going from bosun to officer and then, you know, above that. So really those leadership opportunities seem to be a lot harder to come by. But we are seeing that changing now. I like the amount of requests I get for female second officers, chief officers, captains is just literally by the month going up, which is amazing to see. But yeah, that leadership jump seems to be the one that's particularly hard to make.
Very interesting. So what do you see in the to be the future of yachting?
Such a good and big question. I think, you know what, our mission statement and our end goal for both Legacy and She of the Sea is a completely competency-focused industry. So we believe that we as an industry will be at our best when we value people for people and how they show up and what they can and how they can perform, you know, not, you know, tying our shoelaces together by only looking at small sections of people and potentially not making competency the most important thing. So that's probably a really oversimplified kind of silver bullet theory, but that's it. It's about people and it's about competency.
The pandemic has affected so many businesses. Our industry in the beginning, everybody was on lockdown. Some boats were just stationed and the crew just couldn't leave or just couldn't get to the boat. So we saw a lot of people affected. But how has the pandemic affected you and She of the Sea?
Great question. I feel like for us as an organization and as a network, we've always been people-centric. It's about that connection that we make with each other. It's about a shared vision and hope for our industry. So for us, you know, we did a lot of things like webinars and made WhatsApp groups and just ensured that if we didn't have anything else, we had someone to talk to and we had some way of gathering information. So for us, that felt really high impact, and the feedback that we got from it was really incredible. I think also if we look at the conversation of diversity and sustainability in general in the world, you know, its time has come. The corporate world outside of yachting, this is like one of the biggest moving points that where industry's budgets and innovation is going to make it happen. So really for us, it's the right idea at the right time. And we've seen amazing momentum build this year, which is so inspiring.
Well, that's good. So now I want to share something about you with the audience, maybe something, a hobby, or just let us into your world, something that you really love, and let us get to know you better. So share with us.
Something that people may not know unless they worked on a boat with me, perhaps, is that, and this is pre-COVID, by the way, completely obsessed with salsa dancing. Bachata, kizomba, I'm here for it all day, every day. You know, at one point did actually consider throwing it in, becoming a dance teacher, who knows?
You're kidding.
Pipe dream.
Well, I was like, I will compete with you, because yeah, that is definitely right. Something I've been teaching people from a very young age. So I will take this challenge, no questions asked.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for people that are just joining now the industry? So if you were joining now, what advice would you give yourself?
Oh, that's a really, really, really good question. There's a couple of points. I'll make them brief. Number one, explore and get really, really clear on your personal boundaries, because you know, yachting is an industry where you're living and working with people. You're really disconnected from your people, your home and your family, your community. Know yourself, know how far, you know, you can go, work, play, everything. That's really clear, and it'll probably change as you evolve as well. Number two, if you can find yourself a mentor, it'll be one of the most valuable things you can do. The whole reason that we created Legacy is that my partner Tash had amazing mentors. I didn't have as much access to mentors. And when we sat down and compared our journeys, I was like, huh, okay, that would have been great. And the final one is find out as much information about what you actually want from your career as possible as early as you can. Like for myself, in hindsight, wish I'd gone down the unlimited route, but that's based on my personal goals and everything. So things like that, find out where you want to go and how's the best way to get there, and a mentor will help you do that, absolutely.
Love that. That was also a little bit behind of why I created Yacht Dame, was I couldn't find anyone else I could relate to. No one else was, yes, I saw some, I knew some females in the industry, but who else was ambitious? Who else was trying to do something? It was just like, there's one person, but she's busy. And I was like, oh, but we have this organization that also exists in other parts of the world. How are we not feeding off each other? And I just couldn't find more women. So I thought, if I create something that highlights other women, sort of like you build it and they will come.
Yeah.
As fast as I thought it would be, because there was a lot of begging, like, nope, I promise. The place is very serious. Everything will be very legit. So there was a lot of convincing before you were established. But yes, mentors are so important. You can just leapfrog so many steps. And like you said, a lot of times when we start something, we don't ask ourselves the tough questions. What do we want to achieve out of this? What is our goal? We just, this is day one, and we just go through it without a plan. So great advice. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with us? Anything that you wanted us, how can we stay in touch with you and the organization?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're pretty active on social media. Well, we were before the holiday period. Yeah, it happens. So yeah, social media, it's the one of those weird ones. It's _SheOfTheSea_, that's our She of the Sea. We've got Legacy as well on Instagram, obviously LinkedIn, but the websites as well. We'll be sharing them out when this comes out. And if you do have any questions or want to know more about the mentoring, it's one of the things we're so honored to be able to facilitate in this industry. So if you've got any questions about that, don't be afraid to reach out and we can chat more about it and maybe facilitate a connection.
Great. Thank you. And that's it, everyone. That was Jenny. Get in touch now. Thanks again, Jenny.
Amazing. Thank you.
so much for listening to Yacht Fam. If you like what you heard, please like, subscribe, and comment. Your comment will help us reach a broader audience. And don't miss the next episode. Bye!